Hello, everyone, and welcome to the episode 2 of Let It Fly. I am your host, Aaron, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a TV show today. I am a huge fan of television, and I live in an area where I don't get super great broadband. Broadband would really be pushing it, because right now, due to the fact that the system is overloaded, I'm lucky if I'm getting 1 megabit down. So I tend to buy a lot of DVDs. Christmas time is a rough time for me because usually between the end of November and mid-December, there's usually enough sales that's usually when I stock up. So I don't put a lot of DVDs on my Christmas list or my birthday list, which falls shortly after Christmas, because I never know if something's going to be on sale and I'll just pick it up relatively inexpensively. One of the shows that I've been interested in, and I meant to record it when it first aired, and my DVR failed me and didn't start recording it until, like, I don't know, 3 episodes in. And because of that, I had no idea what was going on. I thought, well, this show does not look like it's going to be that good, because I was really lost. So I didn't really do much. You know, I just was like, okay, well, I'm going to stop recording this. And then I kind of got intrigued because it's definitely science fiction based and pretty much, you know, something that I should enjoy. And the show is The 100. And so the DVDs were on sale, and I picked them up for like $15. So I figured out, you know, I'll give this a try. So I became, at Christmas time, you know, we have this break in regular television. So that's usually when I try to set something out that I will watch and try to finish before all the shows start back up. You know, I'm a huge science fiction geek, so I love all the shows like Flash and Gotham and anything science fiction based or supernatural based, like Haven and things like that. So I've, you know, kind of been waiting for, you know, those shows coming back up. So I always try to set something out, and preferably a television series, because I really enjoy the way that those are presented, especially now that the way TV is more integrated. As the season goes on, everything kind of touches back to a previous episode, which, you know, when you serialize something like that, it's great for the viewer, but not necessarily great for somebody who's trying to jump in and know what's going on. So, with that being said, I bought The 100, and I thought, you know, this is what I'm going to watch. Now, it was only 13 episodes, so I killed that in about a week and a half. And man, did I really love this show. The downside for me is that even though I watched this, I went to my DVR as soon as I bought it, and I thought, well, I'm going to set this up to record all of season 2. I'm pretty sure I'm still missing about 4 episodes. So hopefully there's going to be re-showing some of those. I'm not exactly sure when that show comes back, but I was kind of hoping to have those so I could jump back into it. I really enjoy watching television on DVD as opposed to DVR. There's no commercials. You just go straight through it. You know, you put the disc in, hit play all, and sit back and enjoy. And although I have a love of movies and things like that, with television, like I said, I like the serialization. And The 100 is definitely a show that you have to watch from the beginning to kind of know what's going on. So I'm going to give you a spoiler-free, kind of a preview of what this show is about, for those of you that have not jumped on board. Now, this show is on the CW. Yes, there is a small amount of, I can't even call it teenage angst. It's more of like, you know, you have the touchy-feely bit, which we can all deal with, but sometimes you get shows where they really overload on this, and it becomes the point of, okay, we get the idea, you can stop hammering us in the head with what's going on here. So, you have to excuse me, I have a cold. You know, with this, I felt that they pretty much did a really good job with not beating us over the head with, you know, this person has feelings for this person, et cetera, et cetera. It's definitely a very, it has like a political game going in it. So you have a spaceship that is, it's not a spaceship, excuse me again, I'm sorry, there's not really any way to pause this. It's more of a space lab, like an orbital platform, and a space station, but, you know, a little different than that, because it's multiple ships that came together and formed this station. And, you know, the very first, like, 5 minutes is somebody coming into a cell and grabbing a young girl, and she's thinking it's her time to die, and she's freaking out. And she's talking to a woman, and finally the woman says, calm down. And then the girl turns to her and says, oh, Mom. And she's like, we're sending you to the planet's surface. So we find out that there's not enough resources on this station to continue housing everybody. So they take all these... what they were is they're ex-cons. They're people who have been they're prisoners who have done something wrong. Now, you know, the variations of what they've done wrong can go from murder to shoplifting. And so they launch this vessel onto the surface. They have no idea what's down here, but the idea is that somebody wants to kill the prisoners because they can offer nothing to the society. And so they come up with the idea, well, at least if we launch them to the planet's surface, they have a chance to survive, and hopefully we can learn some information. And that's what they do. Throughout the first season, you have two different people who are trying to lead this camp of young people in different ways. You know, yes, one person wants there to be no rules, and it's kind of like, you know, the strongest can rule, and the other person is trying to maintain the cultural ways that they have grown up with. But there's also, you know, now the planet is planet Earth. It's just been, there's a lot of things have gone on. Apparently the bomb has been dropped. And I'm not quite sure. I didn't pay attention to how far in the future we are here. And so they're not even sure if the planet's actually inhabitable. So it is, it looks beautiful, and they set up camp. And obviously we deal with the struggles and things like that. But there's also people still... they call them grounders, that are still left on a planet's surface, who have been here, never left. And so this has got to be the second or third generation of these people, and they have managed to survive, and, you know, they have, you know, they're kind of, I can't say they're backwards in their ways, but, you know, they have these traditions that they have started, and, you know, they don't have all the technology, you know, they have horses, and, you know, basically that sort of thing, you know, where they're kind of living in the past. And they're a warrior race. And so that's what that's basically what the show is about. You know, you have all these different factions. You have multiple political factions on the space station, and things are becoming revealed about how that's all going to work. You have what's turning out to be multiple political factions on the planet. And, of course, on the planet, they're trying to be united by the fact that they're all here. They've all been kind of thrown out onto the planet, and they've been kind of thrown away. And so some people were like, well, you know, we still have a job to do here, which is, you know, let the people on the station know that this is inhabitable. And we also have, you know, people who are just like, well, you know, we've been thrown away, so we're going to do what we want. We don't care what what we were required to do on the station. They threw us away. This is our world now. We can do what we want. So you kind of have these factions, you know, going together, but at the same time, the factions, I mean, they're in the same camp, you know, so you kind of have various ideas of leadership, but they're drawn together because they need each other to survive. And because of that, it makes for an interesting dynamic between the characters. There's a couple of... a big moments, and this was going to be spoiler free, but there's a couple of big moments in this 13 episodes that really made me love the show, because they deal with things that a lot of shows would be afraid to. And, you know, they deal with murder, they deal with how they should interact with the people on the ground. They deal with two different leading factions, two different people who want to be leaders, and rather than the political maneuvering you would see where, you know, you would do somebody a favor, in a more, you know, uptight society or more well-established society, it is less of that and more of like, okay, I need you now, so I make no bones about it, so we're going to be together on this one issue, and then, you know, after this, we're going to go back to, you know, being, you know, kind of against one another as far as our thought process is concerned. And that's what I'm really, really enjoying about it, because there's a kind of brutal honesty about that, about, okay, well, you know, we need to go and get, you know, supplies from this place over here. And although, you know, I don't agree that we should go there, obviously we need supplies, so we're going to join together on this. Or you have something happen where, like, the people get out of control and the leaders cannot control them, and so they end up having to engage in whatever thing that the people are doing because they need to maintain some sort of leadership. And I'm really enjoying the show. I know that some people will not like the teenage angsty thing, but it's not bad. I mean, if I live through Smallville, which, you know, every week was, I love Lana, I don't love Lana, I love Lana, why doesn't Lana love me, blah, 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 every single episode. If I could deal with that, then, and if anybody else has watched those episodes, not to say Smallville was bad, but that part of the show really got to me. You'll enjoy this show. It's got a great science fiction bend to it, you know, and but we're dealing mostly with relationships of the people and the whole political menagerie that's going on, that in all, there's always a reveal here, a reveal there, and it has a great season one had a great season finale, and it kind of, the way everything's kind of coming together, it makes it seem as though that when one political argument or one political faction ends or falls apart, another one is, there's always somebody looking for power, somebody who wants to be in charge. And, you know, I cannot wait to see what that next thing is going to be. But I'm enjoying the science fiction element. I'm enjoying the fact that they take a lot of different characters and they form different relationships, either with you know, people that are on the ground is for trying to trade, or people within the camp that were kind of thrown together end up becoming friends, or even the relationship between the various leaders, you know, how they have to come together. And we slowly learn of their stories. We get, you know, revealed why it is that they were in prison on the space station. And some of it is like, okay, yeah, I can see this happening. And some of it is, you know, this was kind of dumb that this happened and they got in trouble, you know. You're dealing with a population on the station. Everybody's only allowed to have one child. You know, so the resources are stretched very, very thin, and they're trying to figure out what to do, because they don't think they can land on Earth. So, you know, with these kids on Earth, it's definitely a whole new ball game, because you have this one station where people are in control. Obviously you have a finite amount of resources. So through resources, you can control the population, but once you get to the planet and they can find their own food and their own shelter, there's nothing to stop them from going out on their own. And it's interesting as people slowly start to realize that they don't have to stick together. You know, they're sticking together for safety right now, but I can't wait to see what they're going to do. Are people going to branch out? Are they going to go to other parts of the planet and start their own, you know, tribe, their own culture, what will happen? Anyway, the show is The 100. It is on the CW. I have no idea what day it's on. I can tell you that the DVDs are available for season one pretty much everywhere, but probably never going to find them for that $15 price tag again. That was actually, it was less than $15. It was a really good deal, and I was looking for a show to watch. Usually I pick something much bigger. One year I did the entire run of Buffy, and one year I did the entire run of Angel. And they actually have the entire run of Stargate Atlantis, which I actually started watching because I really like that show and kind of stuck on that. But then the new shows are going to come back, and it's going to kind of break up my rhythm. I only have a couple hours a day to free time. So usually I try to kill an episode at night. Sometimes if I'm lucky, I can get two in. But really digging those type of shows, and I really enjoy watching TV on DVD, as I'm sure a lot of people do. For me, it's not so much a collector mentality as it is if I want to see this show, it's the only way I'm able to do it. And it kind of makes me angry because you know, if I had decent streaming, I could stream most of this stuff from Netflix and avoid the clutter. But as it is, that's not to be, at least not now. Hopefully in the first quarter, they're supposed to fix the system here and increase everybody's speed. I live in an area where we have where the DSL is maxed out. My cable company, their download speed is really bad, so I don't go with the cable. But the DSL is supposed to run at 85% capacity, and they have the system at 100. It's so packed now that before they can give somebody else DSL, they have to cancel somebody else's service or wait for a cancellation for that to happen. So hopefully we'll get an upgrade, and then I can avoid some of the DVDs. But as it is right now, I'm okay with that. No commercials, nothing to fast forward through. You just put it in and watch, and that's kind of how it works. So that's it for this episode of Let It Fly. I am your host, Aaron. It's a one.